Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday and is about to get far more dangerous in Henrico County. Now, I know my buddy John Reed is he's forming an exploratory committee to explore whether he should run for lieutenant governor. I got a suggestion. Maybe you should run for the Board of Supervisors in Henrico County and try and deal with what is sure to be an increase in crime. I never in my life thought that I would experience anything like this in Central Virginia. It is outrageous. It is appalling. It is what Henrico County is rapidly becoming. See, you elect bad people, you get bad policies. What is it? Do stupid tricks, win stupid prizes? Hey, stupid tricks that you engage in, apparently, electing a whole bunch of left-wingers to the Board of Supervisors in Henrico County. The chief of police in Henrico took to YouTube, and Germ, as we speak, is getting that ready to air. The chief of police, Eric English, for whom I happen to have a lot of respect. I think he's a good guy. But he is announcing, has announced, that if you live in Henrico, basically you're on your own. If you have a dangerous animal call, Henrico County Police will no longer respond to that. You've got an out-of-control, loud party next door. You got 1,000 people in the backyard making all sorts of noise. You don't know who they are. It's 4 a.m. Tough-o, says the Henrico County Police Division. They're not coming. They're not going to come and take care of the loud party in your neighbor's yard. They're not going to answer any calls for noise complaints. Wow. Service calls. Well, isn't every call a call for service? Don't we expect law enforcement officers to show up and perform some sort of a public service? I haven't done the job in forever. But as I recall, that was a big part of the job. Medical emergencies. Sorry. Good luck. Call Uber. Maybe that's an opportunity for Uber. Maybe Uber can actually get into the law enforcement business in Henrico County if the Henrico County Police Division will not respond to calls anymore. Shoplifting? You're on your own. On my own? Wait a minute. I own a small retail establishment in Henrico County. All I'm trying to do is make a living and pay the freaking bills. I employ a couple of people who live in Henrico County. I got customers from Henrico County. You're telling me that my retail establishment, which is staffed by me and maybe a family member, maybe one or two other people, anybody can come into my store now and steal anything they want? Yeah, basically. Doesn't that say to you as the store owner, boy, you better take care of yourself. I don't know. Maybe this is when you start hiring private security. Henrico County Police Division will no longer respond when you call with a shoplifting call. Not just the small stores either. I mean, I'm thinking of that Henrico County resident who was dumb enough to start a business in Henrico County, employing people from Henrico County, having customers from Henrico County, and then paying taxes to Henrico County. God, what an idiot you are. If I'm you, I leave Henrico County today. Boom, gone. I mean, Chesterfield County, look, it's a rock-solid police chief, although he's leaving. It's a solid Commonwealth's attorney in Chesterfield County now. I would feel a lot safer in Chesterfield. You know where you'd be the safest, by the way? Here in Hanover County. We don't put up with any of this crap. The Hanover County Sheriff's Office responds when crimes take place, when there are disturbances to the community, when there are things going on that negatively impact decent people. That's what our sheriff's office does. Henrico County Police Division says, yeah, we're not coming anymore. Abandoned vehicles. Hey, sorry, can't be bothered. So let me just, I could be wrong here. Maybe this means now if someone abandons a car in my yard, what am I supposed to do? Do I call the police? No, you can call the police, but they're not going to come out. Do I just call my my cousin Mike, Prince George Towing? I don't know. Maybe he'd come up this far. I don't know. But maybe that's what we have to know. Now you have to know your local towing guy. Okay. Marijuana use. Forget about it. You apparently, in Henrico County, you could probably wind up smoking weed anywhere in the county and there's no issues. Well, let me give you a piece of advice. Just you know, between friends. If you're over in the area of the FBI headquarters in Parham or the DEA headquarters in Green Court, I wouldn't be token up over there. But apparently everywhere else in Henrico County, you're just fine. You're good to go. Panhandling. Police aren't responding to calls of panhandling anymore. And this is why you're seeing homeless people show up in Henrico County now. It used to be they were all on the, 74B or C when you got off of 95, like downtown as you're heading into the bottom or heading over the Capitol and stuff. That's where I would always see. There were a couple of homeless guys. They had their corners staked out. But now you're seeing it in Henrico County, and apparently that's just what they want. Wow. Well, good for Henrico County. Hey, you wanted Henrico County to go blue. You got it. Maybe next time you elect the porn candidate. What the hell? Let's go for the trifecta here. Oh, would the Henrico County Police Division respond to a call if that porn candidate were actually, you know, making porn, say, in somebody's backyard and they had a loud party? Well, apparently not. Even if she were busy shoplifting from somebody, she'd be okay. And you could panhandle all you want. And isn't that what she did, digital panhandling? She was making her porn flicks, saying to people, hey, give me tokens. And then this guy who was her husband, I don't think they're married anymore, but I don't know. He'll do stuff that would make a farm animal blush. But hey, you know, just give us some tokens. Still waiting for the prosecution on that. If you're in Henrico County, I would not hold your breath waiting for Shannon Taylor to actually, you know, prosecute criminals. That ain't going to happen. Oh, and juvenile problems. On your own. Tough-o. Call somebody who cares. Here's a quarter. This is insane. It's a long segment. So, Germ, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You can chop it up all you want, I know, but I do want you to start playing this. Let's see what we can get out of this, all right? Just go ahead and let's see. Jeremy?
I'm Chief Eric English with the Henrico County Police Division. Today, I'd like to share information about changes to our calls for service within the community. In the past, our patrol officers have routinely been put in positions or responded to calls for service where they have no legal authority. At times, this has prevented our officers from responding to other priority calls in a timely and efficient manner, while also leading to a lack of units available to respond to any given call. As a result, members within the Henrico County Police Division have looked at ways to reduce our call volume to provide better, more efficient response times to community members in need. as of Monday, March 18, 2024, in partnership with the Henrico County Department of Emergency Communications, we modified our response to certain calls for service and how those calls are dispatched. We assure you that we are still here supporting the community every day.
No,
animal
not.
Calls. Any calls for service received between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. will be left as pending until an animal protection officer marks on duty. However, if there is a call about an injured animal or animal attack on a person or other animal, we will dispatch an officer to the area. Loud parties or noise complaints. Previously, we've responded to complaints about noise from children running through an apartment complex or hallways. Starting the 18th, we will no longer respond to these calls. However, if there is a clear violation of the county's noise ordinance, then an officer will respond to the location. Medical emergencies. Our officers will continue to respond to life-threatening crime.
I'm done. What an embarrassment. This is an absolute embarrassment. This is awful. So you're now going to, let me see. They're setting up, by the way, better ways to report your crimes. Hello, and thank you for calling the Henrico County Police Division. If you're being murdered, please press 1 now. Your call is important to us, but not important enough for us to actually send a cop to your location. If your assailant is using a gun, please press 1 now. If your attacker is armed with a knife, please press 2. If you don't think that you will survive this attack, scream as loud as you can. This is insanity. This, I do not know at all how you can look at this and say, oh, this is good. This is good. Let me see how we explain the, panhandling. Now, you know, depending where you are, like right on Broad Street, I think on Staples Mill in some locations, there are signs basically saying, please don't feed the homeless, right? So they're not going to bother with that anymore. Everybody can be wherever they want. How much you want to bet there's going to be violence now as you get homeless people coming out of the city, staking out better locations on Broad Street and Staples Mill, because frankly, there's going to be more money there. I mean, this is it is just absolutely bat crap craziness. We are not going to check on individuals who, quote, are lawfully in a median. Tell me exactly who is lawfully in a median. I know right off of Basie Road, right there, like where you're getting on 95, man, you got a couple of people who have set up shop. They got tables, they got chairs. I mean, the weather's getting warmer. I'm assuming they're going to have like a nice like beach umbrella, flip-flops. How the hell do you run an agency like this? How on earth do you run a county like this? Shoplifting again. How about the Walmart? There's a Walmart right over there. What's the one? I don't know. There's a bunch of Walmarts. But actually, now that I think about it, there's a bunch of... Yeah, we have that, Heidi. I'm sorry. My wife is, as we speak, because she's not actually listening to the show, asking me what we need from the supermarket. So I'll just tell her we already have Gouda. Yeah, just excuse me for 1 second. I mean, I know we're busy trying to save Henrico County from itself, but yeah. Anyway, but how do you do this? So if you walk into Walmart, just so I'm clear, you can walk out with any damn thing you want. How about that guy who has been retired for 80 years who's at the front door saying, can I see your receipt? Nope. Just keep on walking, baby. Well, if nothing else, I would imagine that the cost to live in Henrico County, as far as shopping goes, is going to drop right through the floor. Well, if you don't have to pay for groceries anymore, that's going to be great, isn't it? Because you can just take what you want, and the Henrico County Police will not show up. Oh, you can still file a report, Mr. Merchant, Mrs. Merchant. You're a store owner. Not to worry. You go to Henrico County Police Division reallydoesn'tcare.gov, and they will take your report for you, and it will be ignored promptly. I'm sorry. This is making my freaking head explode. My hair hurts. This is insanity, man. Wow. Wow. No, this is just wrong. How many members of the Henrico County Police Division right now have pulled out their calendars and are trying to figure out how many months they have until they can retire? This is embarrassing. All right, we're going to talk more about it. I mean, what am I going to do? I got to talk about it. You've got to talk about it. And honest to goodness, if you live in Henrico County, this should send you into an absolute spin. You better be calling your members of the Board of Supervisors right now, although I think the only one left that probably cares about this is Dan Schmidt. You voted Democrat in all the other districts, didn't you? This is what you get. Are you happy now? Seriously, are you happy now that the message has come from the Board of Supervisors and the Commonwealth's attorney that Henrico County is going to be just like, insert the name of any jurisdiction you would like? But what it's not going to be like anymore, apparently, is Henrico County. This is awful. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Start me up. What do you mean? Start up the dumpster fire? Well, sure seems like it. Congratulations to Henrico County. You know, here's the best part about what the Henrico County Police Division apparently is going to be doing by just not, you know, not answering calls. They're not going out anymore. What happens, I will tell you, it's terrible, but it's this. Crime statistics come down. In fact, if you want to completely eliminate crime statistics, just don't answer any calls anymore. Well, we had zero murders. Oh, I mean, there were 180 people that were killed by other people, but we had zero murders. Why? We didn't answer any of the calls. We didn't go out. We didn't fill out any of the paperwork. I mean, why should we? We know that we have a Commonwealth's attorney that doesn't give a crap. She's not going to prosecute anybody. So seriously, why should we go out and answer calls? Look at those numbers come down. I'm telling you, your Part 1 arrests are actually going to have a problem because you're not going to be able to claim them anymore, right? You're still doing Part 1 stuff? This is brilliant, actually. Brilliant! I mean, except for the people who are going to be the victims. They're not going to be happy about it. And again, no offense, but we're all filled up in Hanover County that I don't think we have any more room in Hanover that I am aware of. But anywho. All right, listen, we're going to talk to my buddy Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. We were going to talk about the issue of inflation. I may hit him with a curveball here and just ask him how bad shoplifting is, right? I mean, people go in and they steal anything they want. And now, if in fact we're being told that the police are just not going to show up, and you'll have to go online to report it. Anybody going to do that? I mean, what's the point? It's more man hours lost. It's crazy. Or, I mean, women hours or whatever. However you identify your hours, they'll be lost. Tom Lynn will be with us in a moment. Remember the text line, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. I am absolutely beside myself trying to figure out what the heck is going on with the Henrico County Police Division and this report from the chief that there's a whole slew of crimes they're just not going to answer anymore. You can call them, but they're not coming. Wow. No offense, but this is sort of nonsense I expect in a San Francisco where they just gave up on enforcing law, not Henrico. All right, well, anyway, listen. We were going to talk with my dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. I wanted to talk a little bit about the inflationary impact and the rest of it. But if it's okay with him, I also want to talk about the shoplifting because apparently the police division's not coming to cover that either. Tom, good afternoon.
Hi, Jeff. It's nice to be on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, listen, my friend, it is always good to have you here. We are loyal customers, and we love you, and you know that. And I call on you most of the time. Sadly, there's some bad news out there, and I wanted to get a handle from you. I'm seeing the numbers now that say in the past almost 4 years, in other words, going along with President Biden in office, when you go to the supermarket now, your cost is up about 24%. And I'm curious what you're seeing on the other end of that, on the actual market side.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting, and I'm so glad you asked me on your show that I was, you know, on a board meeting half the day with Stu Leonard's and listening to what's going on in the markets and, mm-hmm. you know, all around the country. And then I was in a meeting this afternoon with, you know, some of our farmers, and I had asked them what they thought was going to be happening. And that, you know, if you really look at it, you know, last year the local farmers really tried their very hardest not to raise prices. Mm-hmm. And diesel fuel was climbing, and they had inflation, and propane it was up, and they really did a great job, and we were able to, you know, really, really give those bargains to the customer, which we hope to be able to do this year. But, you know, Jeff, if you look at it now, and here's what they said to me today. They said, Tom, everybody's volume is down right now. I mean, if anybody's in the retail business and they're listening to this, they're nodding your head. It was a brutal first quarter. Very, very tough for everybody. Everybody's scrambling because prices keep going up, and you know, customers are trying to really make good decisions for their families. Yeah. I mean, here's some stuff that you have to look forward to in the spring now with all the local things. Right now, electricity for the farmers, they basically said it's between like 10 and 12%. It's up over last year. Their commercial insurance to run their farms and is up 21%. Okay? Fertilizer's up. Their supplies are up. Diesel fuel is up. Propane is up. All the things that the local farmers, you know, are using are skyrocketing. And so I think some of them are talking about not even doing some vegetables because they can't make any money on them at all. I mean, they'll lose if they even deliver them. So we're working really hard with our farmers in order to really take the product and sell it. But we're trying to figure out exactly what those retails might look like with all the costs going up. It's not good, Jeff. I mean, we're all about getting fresh stuff and saving the customer money. And we'll keep doing that, but the prices are going up.
Wow. Tom Leonard is joining us from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. By the way, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is a finalist in the Style Weekly competition for Best Supermarket. So if you're over there voting, you need to vote for my buddy Tom and his team. So, Tom, these farmers that are sharing this with you, I hesitate to ask, but are there any types of fruits or vegetables we would normally expect to see? Like, you know, I love peaches in the summertime. We love nectarines in the summertime. Is that the sort of stuff we're talking about?
Yeah, well, all the things that, you know, the tomatoes, the squash, you know, everything at Sulco. But let me tell you something, Jeff, that we hadn't talked about. You know, there's this H2A program where you hire workers.
Right.
And, you know, you bring them into the farms to work, and that those rates have skyrocketed now, and the farmers are talking about $20 an hour, but that's not just it. Wow. What's happening is if you come across the border illegally, you get a whole bunch of benefits from Biden. You get phones, you get a whole bunch of other things, and they don't want to blow it by going to work for a farm and having to register. So they just say to the farmers, you know, you have to pay us in cash or we're not going to work. And these guys are petrified. They're not going to be able to get the help in there in order to pick the stuff and help them grow it.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So
I think I've said that right.
Yeah.
But I mean they used to be able to, you know, I mean, in Mexico, they said people are working for like $10 or $12 a day. We're here, they're not even sure they want to do it unless you pay them cash at $20 an hour.
Wow. Oh my God. So I mean, the danger here, and I want to remind everybody, Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market over in Short Pump is joining us. So is there a real danger, Tom? Like you said, you did mention some guys just might not even put the seeds in. And other folks, I guess they have to worry about if they do plant things, are they going to be able to harvest stuff and bring stuff to market?
I was talking to a friend of mine out in Lancaster County that has 3,500 acres. Mm-hmm. He said that it used to cost $1 million in order to be able to do that in fertilizers. He said that's up well over double.
Wow.
I mean, how do you grow things when it costs you more to deliver them than the people can sell them for it? Now, I'm all for going local, and we're all for saving the customer money here. We work hard at it. But, you know, to answer the question, whether you have people there that can actually work at the farms and will help, or whether the prices are skyrocketing, I mean, I don't know which is worse. Because,
yeah.
I mean, everybody is struggling with this. I mean, anybody who's listening to your show now that has to do in the retail business, I don't care what part of it they're in, they're all going, you know, that's absolutely true. It's tough to get people. They're here, they're very expensive, and, you know, the prices keep going up with everything you're buying. You got to shop for the deals, and, you know, which is what we spend a lot of time on here, is trying to find those deals, but the deals are even going up.
Oh my gosh.
So, you know, it's a tricky time right now in the retail business.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. And, you know, this is one of those things we all have to be honest about. Buying food, getting food for the family, this is not something that you can say, oh, well, we're not buying new chairs. You know, you'll still be okay if you don't buy the new kitchen set. You'll deal with the old kitchen set. But as you and I both know, Tom, we're dads. Those kids, man, every day they want to have a little something, and it's a couple of times a day. You got growing boys, man. Your fridge is always emptying out. What about the other parts, like cattle? I mean, are you seeing that with cattle and chicken and all that stuff as well?
Well, beef prices are up because last year there was, you know, a shortage because of
right.
the droughts. And so beef prices now are up. And, you know, chicken is stable right now. You know, fish is a great, you know, I mean, we have local flounder and rockfish and, you know, salmon and all the fresh fish that we have here, that's at a great bargain. I mean, compared to what it was last year or the year before, you still get a bargain on that. But
right.
The meat prices are going up. I mean, we bring it in as in a lot of times direct, and I'll tell you, it's going up.
Jeez.
And, you know, you can't say anything about it because they say, you know, if you don't want to take it, don't do it. So, you know, you have to figure out how to do it. We used to sell filet mignon all the time, the whole filet mignons. I know you know about it because
mm-hmm.
it's one of your favorite items when you come
right.
in here,
right.
when you and Heidi come. But
that's right.
What I mean, it's that we used to sell it at $9.99 all the time. And I was always like, whatever you do, don't go over $10 a pound. Gosh, it's much higher than that. And the margins are even shrinking. So you have. I don't really see a out for this. I don't.
Wow.
I don't see it. I mean, maybe something could happen. I mean, but you definitely have to get a change in strategy coming from the government in order to help us with this, because this isn't moving in the right direction, and people's incomes aren't going up fast enough.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
right.
And wow. so in a business, there's a thing called a gross profit. And there's a lot of pressure on that right now because wages are going up, expenses are going up, the customers still want to bargain. So that gross margin is shrinking, and it's only going to get to a point where people go, the hell with it, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just you just can't keep the business open because the volume isn't high enough.
Jeez.
So, you know, we're okay over here. We're in the food business, but, you know, it's going up. And I want to know, how do I get a sandwich named after me?
I'll tell you.
What do I have to do? All I hear about is this great sandwich that's named after you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will bring you up here. I mean, the four of us can go over there. The two of us can go over there, and I'll put the I'll put a little pressure on Wendy to get a time on the menu. Yeah, absolutely. I will do that. Now, I got to ask you about one of my favorites. We're getting into the season. I mean, this is about as local as it gets. I love Hanover tomatoes, man. I mean, it's almost you could almost eat them like an apple. Is that also
something? No, they're
great. Yeah. Are we going to see some difficulty with the Hanover tomatoes this year too?
I don't know in terms of shortage, but definitely we're going to be watching the pricing. Okay. So you know we're going to be keeping our eye on it here. But so far, it that appears to be an item that people are growing a lot of. But yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's a terrific item. You know, there's nothing like one of those. You know, whether you make a tomato sandwich or, you know, they're just absolutely terrific. But, you know, that they're going to be coming on. We will have them the beginning of the season with some of them soon.
Okay.
You know, there'll be some other items that will be coming on. And I'll get a much better pulse of exactly what's happening.
I got you.
You know, once they start coming online. But, you know, we're working awful hard over here in order to give the customers a bargain and safe and real fresh stuff. And you know, we seem to be holding our own, but we've got to really watch it.
Yeah. Well, I say it when you're not here as well as when you're here. We're loyal customers. We love what you guys do with Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. We loved it forever and ever. And you really are working on behalf of the customer. While you're here, Tom, I mean, have you got anything in particular this week maybe that people will hear about now that they go, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to head over and pick some up. Any good specials?
You know, I mean, there's bargains in the store right now. I mean, we did the, you know, from Florida, the two pound strawberries at $3.99. Those were a fantastic bargain. We just coming off those. We're going to get some more in those on Wednesday. They come direct.
Okay.
The asparagus, great bargain on that coming out of Georgia right now. That's 99 cents a pound. I mean, there's some real terrific bargains, but you gotta catch them when they happen. And so, you know, because the trucks are coming in, we can catch these deals, but. You know, the other thing that happened, Jeff, is that Produce Source closed down, the big distributor.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
You know, they closed down because they couldn't make it. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure on these farmers. What the hell do they do with the stuff that they're growing?
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. And I'm going to toot your horn for a second. I mean, the nice thing is that I know you have personal direct relationships with so many of the farmers and you're involved in so much. Didn't Governor Youngkin also ask you to serve on a board for him not too long ago?
Well, I'm on a small business commission and very honored to do it. We've only met once so far, but I'm very happy to be on it. And, you know, he's a big one on small business.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a businessman. He really gets it. And, we're all for him here. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I mean, he's great for the state of Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. That's for sure. And
that is spot on.
I wouldn't want that job. You know, I've always said to Karen, you know, I'd love to work for him. But I don't want to work that hard because he is the hardest working person I know.
He really is, man. I'm telling you, you can get a note from him or a message from his people at 5 a.m, 5 p.m, again at midnight. Yeah, he's working overtime. I think we're very, very fortunate in Virginia to have him sitting in the governor's office. I really do.
No, I do. I mean, he's a winner. That's for sure. And the people that he's chosen to work with him are real solid too. They're great, but you know we'll see what happens. I mean, this is affecting everybody, so you know we'll see. You know, I mean, he wants to get the prices down to make Virginia more affordable too, so you know, we'll see what happens, you know, by helping with the food taxes and things like that. I mean, it's old news a little bit now, but you know, I mean, whatever we can do in order to help we're thrilled to do it, but we're only a small little business out in Shorepunk. Well, you know, it's some people think we're bigger than we are, but particularly after I go on your show, but they all think that we're some big conglomerate or something, but but I'm going to shoot for that sandwich, I'm telling you.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Tom, number one, I appreciate you being here. Number two, you give our love to Karen. Cannot wait to see you again in the near future, very, very soon, as I understand it. And then, you're coming up here, and we're going to make sure that Wendy Oman at Jake's Place gets a good, solid Tom Leonard sandwich on the menu. I'm on your side, brother. I really am.
Okay, you got it. Good talking to you, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. That is Tom Leonard, Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Look, I wish there were good news. Tom is an honest broker in every sense of the word. He is, he's one store. He's in Short Pump. He's got these great connections with our local farmers. You can always find great deals, but you heard what he said. It's very, very difficult at the moment for the farmers to get people to work in the fields, whether it's planting or harvesting. They want $20 an hour in cash. That's raising the cost of everything. You've got other farmers who say, man, the price of diesel, the price of propane, the price of other fuel is up, fertilizer's up. So the price of everything's going up. And some of these farmers, as Tom pointed out, they're just going to say, you know what? The margins are so small, I'm not going to make anything if I grow this. The heck with it. I'm not growing it this year. So you better be on the lookout for some shortages as well. 349, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, and if you have been thinking about a career in crime, well, apparently there's a new opportunity for you. Henrico County has apparently adopted a policy where they're just not coming out for a lot of stuff anymore. That's all. Let me explain the way this works as well. Oh, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, yada, 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 Monday afternoon. And here's the way this works. If, in fact, you would like to simply do away with bank robberies, you can do that. You know how? You ignore all the bank robberies. We look at the reports here. Paperwork says not a single solitary bank robbery. Well, didn't you adopt a policy of not responding to alarms? Well, we did, but that's how you eliminate crime. On paper. Just don't even acknowledge it. Let me know how that works out for you. You can do the same thing with losing weight, dieting. Don't get on the scale anymore. They just make numbers up. Just pull them right out of your ear or any other bodily orifice. Just pull a number out. Go, hey, look, I dropped 11 pounds. How do you know? Well, I don't know. Did you get to the scale? No. Is this restorative justice, by the way? Is that what this is? We're trying to make it up to the new population of homeless people who will now be coming to Henrico County because apparently them setting up camp in median strips is perfectly, totally okay. How'd you like that in your community? What about services? Because you know that's the next thing coming for them, right? Not only are we not going to arrest or investigate or interrogate or do any of that with folks who have set up camp in the middle of the median strips, maybe, we can put our Henrico County Police Division officers to work since they won't be responding to calls for criminal activity anymore. Make them Uber drivers, for God's sakes. Let them deliver a nice hot meal to people or a nice cold meal. This is insanity. And it's another reason why people are going to look at Henrico County and say thank you, but no thank you. All right. I get off of my soapbox, but we're not putting the soapbox away. I'm going to hand it off to a dear friend of mine, somebody who knows more about this than anybody. And that is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI. He joins us on a regular basis. Jimmy, thank you for being here, my friend.
Jeffrey, how are you? It's good to talk to you.
It's great to have you here. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm sitting here, and the chief of police for Henrico County has now announced a whole list of things that the police division is just, they're just not going to be bothered with anymore.
Well, Jeff, that's how the statistics get massaged. And when the statistics get massaged, then you can have a particular political party, you know, trot out the statistics and say, hey, look, crime is actually down. Now, when you do it, it doesn't even need to be a deep dive, Jeff. When you do a surface level scratch of these statistics, you pointed it out in the run up to this. It's if you are not going to enforce the law, of course the crime statistics are going to go down. If you're going to create a permissive environment, you know, similar to the kind of environment we had in the 1960s and the 1970s before, you know, the 1980s came along, and finally toward the end of that decade, we looked at things and said, you know, cities and urban hubs around the nation are becoming dangerous places to be. We've got to do something different. And then in the early 90s, 92, 93, 94, broken windows policing kind of took place. And that's where we looked at things and said, if you allow low-level criminality to happen, that permissive environment where you don't arrest people that jump the turnstiles, because, Jeff, you and I have to pay to use the subway in New York City. However, other people can decide they're just not going to do it. And when you allow that to happen, when you allow people to get away with crime, even low-level crime, with impunity, it leads to more violent crime. The other corollary to that is, heck, if you just don't prosecute, and if you just don't charge, and you just don't arrest people, then your crime stats go down. And you made an argument about it, you know, and also think about prohibiting police chases. You know, if a police officer cannot go after somebody who speeds away from the scene of a crime, well, then of course that statistic is not going to be an arrest. So, Jeff, there you have it, the massaging of numbers and the changing of policy, which is quote-unquote driving crime down but not making our cities any safer.
Is that not twisted? And I hate to say this, Jimmy, because I know you spent so long working for the FBI assigned to that greater New York City area. But, you know, this is the sort of stuff that, in all candor, we expect from crazy mayors in New York or crazy mayors in San Francisco. We're talking about Henrico County. You know, you spent quite a bit of time here in my beloved Commonwealth, man. Henrico County, suburban, used to be law and order, very, very safe place, and now they're going down this really nasty blue path and telling cops, yeah, we're just getting out of the policing business.
So you know the old saying, Jeff, because you follow politics and you talk about it all the time, because you understand that politics is what shapes policy. And, you know, local elections matter. You know, they really, really matter, because people are concerned about the president, and they're concerned about the Senate, and they're concerned about Congress. They're concerned about their state Senate and their state legislature. Right. But really, where the rubber hits the road is when you get down to the local elections. And let's just talk about the district attorneys that are being in place right now, that are being financed by people like George Soros, this progressive prosecutor, and I use the term prosecutor loosely because they're not doing any prosecuting, but their purpose is to change the system. You talked about it, you know, reformative, transformative justice. We're going to right all the historical wrongs by letting bad people off the hook now. It makes no sense. And Jeff, we talk about it all the time. The pendulum always over course corrects, and it's going to swing back to the other side. It just takes a long time. It's like trying to turn a battleship around out in the middle of the Indian Ocean. You can't do it on a dime. It takes a while for people to go, hey, this isn't working. We need to do something different. And you're seeing it in places like Atlanta and Seattle and Minneapolis, where the defund the police movement in the summer of 2020 really kind of caught fire, excuse that bad pun, but really kind of took off. And we're seeing that places like that now are saying, wait a minute, this was dumb. We need police officers, and we need to hire more police officers. And unfortunately, it's a lesson that people that don't have the means, they can't hire private security like the rich, you know, liberal glitterati can. They're the ones in the city that pay the price, Jeff.
That's a great point. Jimmy Galeano is joining us. Jimmy, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI, graduate of West Point. I want to throw that in there as well. Somebody who continues to serve and is working on his PhD. I mean, somebody you don't have a lot of free time, it seems like. I mean, you're a busy guy.
Well, my wife thinks I have tons of free time, and that's why the honey-do list keeps growing. But I know Heidi's the same way with you. I know your list is growing and growing, but I've got to start tackling it, Jeff. As we move into spring, the wife does not want to hear, honey, I've got to go do schoolwork on the weekend. She's like, yeah, that's not going to work.
Well, I want you to analyze something for me here, and you touched on it, Jimmy, as you are wont to do. You're doing all of this research for the PhD dissertation, all that other stuff that goes into such an amazing academic accomplishment. But you're looking at places, I guess, who are reversing the defund the police movement. I look at Oregon right now. Now, the folks in Oregon made this step a couple of years back. They said, you know, whatever you want to smoke or drink or eat or inject in your body, it's absolutely fine with us. And they essentially decriminalized everything in the state. And now a couple of years later, after they started seeing, unbelievable overdose deaths, there are people dying left, right, and center. Now, all of a sudden, the left in Oregon is saying, oh, no, the compassionate, decent thing to do is actually to recriminalize these substances. So you talk about some places taking a step back from the defund the police movement. Do you think that well, again, Henrico County, do they have to hit rock bottom and see criminal activity everywhere before they sort of wake up and say, geez, we went way too far to the other side?
Yeah, I think Oregon is a perfect example of that. So is Oakland, California. So is San Francisco, California. And we're learning the lesson in New York as well. Jeff, it comes back to that simple thing that my parents, you know, beat into my head as a young kid. Choice, decision, consequence. So you're presented with a choice, you make a decision, and then you have a consequence. And unfortunately, sometimes when we attempt to make progress, and when the progressives attempt to change things, they don't look at the law of unintended consequences. And sometimes it's the law of intended consequences. Yeah. Take New York, for example. We had to rush to pass the legalization of cannabis, okay? I understand people with, you know, pain issues that need it for pain management under a doctor's, you know, prescription and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But we're talking the vast majority of folks here in the state want to use it recreationally. Okay. But we haven't thought it through. And how is that? We have a test. We have field sobriety tests that police officers can be trained to administer to a motorist who is boxed out of their mind and is driving after having, you know, one too many drinks. Nothing currently exists right now in the market where somebody who is stoned to the gills, who's been smoking all afternoon, not just at 4:20 in the afternoon, but all day, and that gets behind the wheel of a vehicle, 2,000 pounds of steel, and gets behind, he gets on the road and puts all of us at jeopardy. So instead of saying, wait, before we legalize this, let's figure out a way that we can test for it and make sure that people are driving and operating motor vehicles or construction equipment or anything else safely, we went ahead and legalized it here, and then we're going to work backwards now and try to figure out all the rest of it. Jeff, it's always backwards from that side.
Oh, my God. It just makes no sense to me, but it does seem that is the direction in which we're going. I wonder, too, Jimmy, about people who are going to go into the law enforcement profession, because at the moment there's this, depending on the municipality or the agency, it's like a step back from actually enforcing the law. You know, we want to hire you, we're going to train you, you got a uniform, you have all these responsibilities. But by the way, don't bother anybody who's doing something wrong.
Yeah, so look, I don't pretend that the municipality where I serve as mayor in the, you know, the lower Hudson Valley region in New York, just about an hour north of New York City. I'm not pretending that, you know, I've got the same kind of, you know, span of or scope of control and focus that, say, you know, in New York City that Mayor Adams deals with. He has a police department of 36,000 cops. I have a police department with 3 full-time cops and 12 part-time cops. Okay, there's a little bit of a difference. However, Jeff, we're struggling in a village that has minimal crime. I mean, I can't remember the last time someone here got arrested for a felony, and very infrequently do people get arrested for misdemeanors. Having said that, do you know how difficult it is right now to recruit and retain police officers? Even in the bucolic community that I am blessed to serve as the mayor of up here, it is a damn struggle to get men and women to want to come and work. And it used to be an easy thing to bring people on. But young people are reading the tea leaves. They're looking at this and saying, why am I going to stick my neck out, perform a dangerous job, be paid peanuts for it, and then you're going to try to criminally charge me with things when I'm doing my job? Jeff, it's made it really, really tough. To your question and your point, made it really, really tough to recruit people and to retain them.
I got to ask you a quick question, and I'm over time, so I'm already in trouble. But if you could do it in 30 seconds, Jimmy, I'd owe you forever. Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund for those men and women who are out there doing the job, and sometimes they need somebody to stand on their side. How do we learn more and help?
Yeah, appreciate it, Jeff. Your listeners can go to policedefense.org, policedefense.org. I sit on the board of directors there. We look at cases where law enforcement officers that are doing their duty and their responsibilities in a righteous way are unjustly accused of a crime, and we help them with their the cost for litigation and support their family. You can go there and read all up on the cases there, and as you always point out, there's some nice swag for sale. All of that goes back into helping the police officers that we support. So, Jeff, thanks for that again. Policedefense.org.
You are the best, my friend. Thank you, sir. That is Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, policedefense.org. Check it out if you want to stand with the heroes who continue to stand for us. 417, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 433, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Monday afternoon. Lots and lots and lots that you and I are covering. Looks like Carl Carlson not going to be with us today, but should be back next week. Look forward to catching up with him. You've got to visit, as I always suggest, connectwithcarlson.com. Connectwithcarlson.com to stay on top of everything related to your assets, man. You got to protect that stuff. Hey, I got a lot that we're going to get to. Let me start with a couple of really good texts coming in on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, glad I don't live in Henrico County. Welcome to the liberal inner city policing. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's P in Hanover. It's not an action. It's a name. All right. Well, good. God bless Hanover. I agree with you, Jeff. This is Chuck in Short Pump. I'm here to tell you, Henrico is a dumpster fire, and I am so frustrated with our board of supervisors. And you are so right. We get what the left voted for. Yeah. Well, what am I going to tell you? You guys changed the composition of the Henrico County Board of Supervisors. First time in history, there's a Democrat Party majority, and here's what happens. You've got your far left-wing pseudo-prosecutor says, I'm not prosecuting anybody for doing anything. Okay. Now you've got the police chief in Henrico County saying, this policing business is a real pain in the tush. Can you just send it? Can you text us? Can't you just send us a note when something bad happens to you? Sure, why not? Why not? Jeff, no arrests equals lower crime stats. That is destroyative justice. Yeah, I absolutely. Jeff, welcome to Henrico County, where the homeless are free range. Wow. 804, Jeff, these exceptions are what really get me. Last week, Chief English said, while overall crime was down in Henrico, violent crime, including murders, rapes, robberies, assaults, and car theft, actually hit five-year highs in 2023. He also mentioned the Henrico County Police were short-staffed by 64 positions. Yeah. So, listen, I know overall crime was down. This texter says, these people are morons. Well, this is the society that the left would like you to live in. You have no rights. So remember now, overall crime in Henrico County down, except for murders, rapes, robberies, assaults, and car thefts. Those hit five-year highs last year. You know how we're going to solve that? We're just going to ignore them. We're not going to take reports on them anymore. There you go. Well, that's good. 804 says, Jeff, I'm a prior police officer from New Jersey. My name is Bill. What is the point of having police if they're not going to answer calls? What are they going to do, go to Dunkin' Donuts all day? What a bunch of crap. Well, I would go to Dunkin' Donuts all day. Yeah. Seriously. That's all. Wow. 757, Jeff, I'm a police officer in one of the jurisdictions here in Virginia. The General Assembly has made it so difficult on us to make a traffic stop now because you have to do a report on every single traffic stop. A lot of my coworkers not even making traffic stops anymore. So the circuit courts are complaining that they're not taking in much money now. Yeah, well, there you go. 804, Jeff, I'll bet you Henrico keeps issuing traffic citations, though. There's a lot of revenue there. Well, sure, but if you have to do a report, you know, it's a pain. Henrico, this texter says, will continue to drive out all of the great public services to usher in centralized systems. All right, well, what are you going to do? You going to Henrico? I'm not. I mean, honestly, would you open a business now knowing that people can steal from you when they want? Because that's what it says. Oh, well, you know, if you got a shoplifter, we'll get to it. But could you just send us a note? Let us know what they took. Oh, okay. I'll get right on that for you. How about my living? How about, the way that I pay my mortgage and I take care of my kids? That's what they're stealing from me. Any interest? No? Okay. It's just going to be reported, by the way. It's the same way as the bloodbath comment from President Trump, right? The left will eventually, maybe in a year, they will say, oh, by the way, take a look at this. Crime in Henrico is down from 2023. Oh, of course it is, because you're not recording it anymore. You're not going and answering calls. So, of course, the crime stats will come down. And make no mistake, the legacy news media hacks, the leftists over there, they'll love it. Take an example. I want to give you the example. I would be remiss if I were not. All about President Trump talking about a bloodbath in the automotive sector if he doesn't win in November. Take a listen to this coverage. Cut number one.
We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. President Biden's campaign swiftly denouncing those comments as threats of political violence. But even Republicans like former Vice President Mike Pence, who says he will not endorse Trump, are defending his bloodbath comment, saying he was referring to imports hurting the automobile industry.
Well, you know why? Because that's what he was referring to. God, what a useless hack. Why, the Biden campaign is... Well, of course the Biden campaign is outraged. Because Donald Trump and his campaign are absolutely working overtime to win in November, and the Biden team just can't figure a damn thing out. How about cut number two?
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. Now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those guys. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories of.
There you go. He's talking about a bloodbath in the automotive sector of the economy, and every last one of these wackadoodle leftists, be they in the Biden campaign or in a newsroom somewhere, working overtime to have you believe that Donald Trump was saying we should have a bloodbath in America. It's not even close to what the man said. By the way, these are the same frauds, the same hypocrites, the same real reporters and serious journalists who about 2 weeks ago, when the new leadership in the RNC took over and they got rid of a bunch of staff, you know how they described it? Do you know? A bloodbath at the RNC. Shall we call them out for inciting what? This man is not allowed to say a damn thing. I mean, that's what they want. They want him silenced. They want you silenced. He just happens to be standing in between you and them. They have weaponized every single sector in America. You've got the White House telling social media companies, don't you dare do this. Don't you dare do that. Cooking the books in every way, shape, and form. They remove him from so the president of the United States. Well, we're going to ban him. This is outrageous on every level. The man is out there advocating for real people. That's what he's doing. I know. And Jeff, he sent a tweet out 8 years ago I didn't like. Get over it. Jeff, do you know what he said? I do know what he said. Do you agree with what he said to some cousin of George Bush? I don't. Can we move on, please? We, A, have a country to save, and B, if you're in Henrico County, you might be calling around to, my friends to sell your house, and maybe you're going to be talking to people about moving and trying to figure out where you should locate your business, because according to the reports, right, the Henrico County Police Division having a great big getting out of the law enforcement business sale. Isn't that great? My God. Do you know what it takes for me, right? Don't I get accused all the time? Jeff, you always side with cops. It's just the way you are. You're a former police. Okay, well, I'm telling you right now, the men and women who are doing the job, they're not happy about this either. They didn't sign up for this. They signed up to go and get bad guys off the street so that you and I, as decent people, could have a meaningful life. And now the Henrico County Board of Supervisors says, no. Why don't you guys deliver sandwiches or something? I'm telling you, every single Henrico County cop should sign up for Uber and start delivering Uber Eats while he or she is on his shift. Number one, the pizzas would arrive hot, right? Might get a good tip, too. I mean, if you're not going to be busy going after bad guys, because you want to bring the crime stats down so the Board of Supervisors can talk about how they've brought crime down, and you know that's what this is all about, then, just don't do it. You know, don't. I didn't see anything. Okay, I guess it didn't happen. 443, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Monday. I get to spend a few moments with Susanna. We have a long relationship. I mean, she's blissfully unaware of it, but, man. 6 o'clock I just need to hear this. All right, I'll move on. Even better. Thank you, Susanna. Hey, it is Monday. What can I tell you? We've got so much that we have been dealing with as we've been heading through the day. You know, we're all leading up to Wednesday, which is going to be Politics and Bites presented by Chronic Care of Richmond. It's going to be a great, great event. Total sellout. And no, I don't mean any of the participants. I mean the actual event is totally sold out. And there are going to be great discussions and great fun, and there'll be a beverage or two. And I think we've even got some WRVA stuff that they have made, which will be available to you if you would like to purchase it. That's great. That's great. All right. 804 says, Jeff, I am very glad that I did not build or buy in Henrico. These idiots keep doing everything they can to screw the people. Thank you, Jeff Katz, for sharing all this info. You're welcome. I do what I can do. That's all. And I can't do anything else, so I do what I can do to simply keep people aware of what is going on. I wonder, I said this earlier, I'll say it again. I know my buddy John Reed is telling people that he's thinking about running for lieutenant governor, which is very cool. It's a great job. I mean, you don't have to do anything for the most part, which in and of itself makes it a great job. But as he's thinking about that, and it's a great thing to think about, and make no mistake, I think John would be phenomenal in any of these elected posts that he sought. I think he ought to think about Henrico County. I really do. I really do. Think about serving on that board of supervisors there in Henrico, trying to right that ship. It's just messed up. Wow. I mean, think about what's going on. And this is all of the from the Virginia Democrats. So you have the General Assembly saying you shouldn't have guns anymore. We're going to do everything possible to take your guns away. That's the Virginia Democrats. And, I mean, it's crazy when you think about it, right? They're saying, we're going to take your guns away, Virginia Democrats, with, well, in all candor, a little help from Carrie Coyner, who is a Virginia Republican. But we're going to take your guns away. And at the same time, we're going to have Henrico County say, we're also not responding to crimes anymore. This doesn't end well. I'm sorry, it just doesn't end well for anybody, unless you're a criminal. But even then, before the Virginia Democrats take your guns away, I'll bet you there'll be a lot of people saying, well, I guess it's left to me to defend myself. This is a terrible situation, and I have to wonder, for the Democrats in Henrico who are foisting this on everyone, have you thought about the law of unintended consequences? Maybe they thought about the law of intended consequences, but it's the law of unintended consequences that I, right about now, am very, very concerned with. Very concerned with. I very happily live in Hanover County. I love Hanover County, man. I was talking with somebody this morning, and I said, well, my next move is to Florida. Oh, my God, you're not leaving. I said, well, not today. But that'll be the next move. And Heidi and I are actually going back and forth. Do we go to Tampa or Tel Aviv? We know it'll be a T city. That's the next stop. We can just relax and unwind and everything else. But no, that's not happening today. But I'll tell you what, I love Hanover County for all of these reasons. We care about the people. And the Hanover County Sheriff's Office demonstrates that day in and day out. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., my buddy John Reed will be here. Make sure you are listening to him, all right? 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.